With this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, May 16th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com, we're going to bring you our first summer sports broadcast of the season. The Lamar's Bulldog baseball team heads to Sergeant Bluff to take on the Warriors of Sergeant Bluff Luton in an MRAC doubleheader to open the season. We'll have the pregame coverage starting after our 5 o'clock news tonight with the first pitch of Game 1 at 5:30. You can catch both games of the doubleheader between the Bulldogs and the Warriors in baseball coming your way right here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com. And yesterday, Plymouth County boys golfers had a great day at the district golf meet at Willow Creek Golf Course here in Lamar's. All three team qualifiers to the state tournament came from Plymouth County, with Kingsley Pearson running away with the win in the meet, shooting a 324 as a team. The Panthers got a huge spark from Emerson Pratt and Vincent Coelling, who kept their scores under 80 apiece. And Kingsley Pearson head coach Tim Dirksen knew it was going to be a good day for his team, who came into the meet with a lot of confidence.
I kind of expected that out of those two. They've been consistent all year long. And I knew coming in this morning they were going to be solid. They were confident and relaxed, and I just had this feeling with them. They're a good group of guys, and they deserve to be here.
And the Panthers are coming off a nice end of the season in which they finished second in the Western Valley Conference Tournament in Lamar's and finished second in their sectional meet last week in Primgar. Coach Dirksen says his team has been consistent thanks to their experience together on the course.
We got a great group of seniors here too. We had the addition of another senior, Evan Newman, which is, you know, he stood out all year long and been, like I said, consistent. And the guys have been consistent all year long. I mean, usually you ride this roller coaster, but there's always been somebody step up from top to bottom, whether it be one through four or five or six. But somebody's always stepping up.
The Panthers will be going on to the state tournament for the sixth time in school history, but it's their first appearance in 30 years. Coach Dirksen says the Panthers don't just want to go down and have fun. He says they want to do some damage, and to do that, they are going to need some stellar scores.
I got to have four scores in the 70s, probably low 70s to compete down there. I know there's a couple tough teams ahead of us in the state as far as averages go, but I think we can compete with them once we get down there.
And going down the team leaderboard, the Galen Catholic Jays, who beat Kingsley Pearson in the sectional, finished second to the Panthers in the district meet to qualify for state for the first time since 2002. Galen Catholic head coach Nathan Carlson knew this year was going to be special because of how eager the kids were to get on the course.
I'm just very excited for my kids. I know they wanted it very much. We've been talking about it since February. Once basketball got over, the kids that are in both. Hey, Coach, when's the course going to open up? I don't know, guys. There's 2 feet of snow on the ground still, so it's going to be a little while. Because last year we got out, the first day of practice, we got out here and we were hitting balls. Yeah. And this year we missed the first month because there was just snow everywhere. So we only had regular season, I think we had like 10 practices because we got rained out so much and all the meets just piled up on top of each other. So it's been a weird year, but it worked out and we get to keep playing.
And the Jays got the home course advantage for the district meet, which especially came in handy yesterday with the weekend weather bringing a lot of rain. That changed how the course played in a number of different ways. Coach Carlson says having that baseline familiarity with the course already helped his team to adjust.
It was nice that we were at home because we could know the little nooks and crannies around everywhere. The grass was not as pleasant as we had hoped. It was thick, and you could tell because a lot of the kids here that shoot low did not shoot as well as they normally do. So I think it definitely affected everybody evenly. I think it made it way even more even of a playing field. So that was a good thing, I think.
Last year, the Jays missed out on state in a tough way, with one golfer not getting a chance to compete at districts due to an illness. This year, the Jays are moving on and getting the opportunity to have their season continue. Coach Carlson says he hopes the guys can relax in Ames and just play their game.
The major thing for my kids is to just enjoy the moment, because I know it's very stressful and hard to do to get there. And now that we're there, we don't have to qualify for anything. We can just go there, and we know we're going to get 2 days of golfing. You don't have to, one shot here might make us not get to go on anymore. So it's just I think being there free and just enjoying yourself is going to be huge for us.
And because Galen Catholic won on their home course, that opened up another spot to state in this district. And in that third spot were the Hawks of Remsen St. Mary's, who advanced to state for just the first time in program history. Head coach Tim Osterman says this achievement is a testament to the work they've put in all season.
Having a great group of kids that have just fully committed in here especially the last several weeks that we've been able to get out and golf. Like some of them have gotten up early at 6 o'clock in the morning to get out and get golfing and make sure their shots are pure. And again, I think that really helped Jackson Bunkers a big time today. So I think overall it's just that kind of stuff. It's just ultimately them putting in the time and effort, and this is a lot of years in coming. So yeah, I'm really happy for them. They did a lot of good hard work today, and that's kind of what we're shooting for.
And Coach Osterman mentioned him, but Jackson Bunkers had a good day for the Hawks, shooting a 75 to finish third on the individual leaderboard. But the Hawks have not always needed to rely on Bunkers. The Hawks have seen great days from the likes of Hunter Peck, Colin Homan, and many others at the top of their leaderboard. Coach Osterman says that makes his team able to withstand any bad day that could hit one of his best golfers.
I would say when you look at the best teams that have scored well, obviously they top to bottom, 1 through 6, you know, any of them can score because, yeah, you're not always going to have your best day. And so having guys that are capable of having a low score like a 75, a 78, or 79 on any given day and really helping you out, that makes a big difference, right? And obviously Jackson's 75 today makes the difference over Newell Fonda. And again, those are the types of things that you have to find a way to do. And again, the mental capacity just take one stroke at a time and find your rhythm and make the shots that you need to make.
When the Hawks get to Ames, it's going to be important that they get going early. Coach Osterman says in the past, the Hawks have let the first couple of holes get away from them. And he says that when you get to state, you can never recover from that.
Getting off on the right foot. I think sometimes we get off and we do these like double bogeys and triple bogeys or whatever out of the gate, and that's tough to come back from, especially at this level of golf. You know, I was able to go there with Derek and Spencer Shorgan to see some of those teams that, like, they've got guys that hit 70s like it's nothing. So you know, when we get down to that level, it's going to be about, let's just put our best foot forward, let's just try to take it one stroke at a time, and then after that, whatever the score is. So yeah, it'll be fun.
And all three golf teams will be competing at the Ames Golf and Country Club in the 1A state tournament. That will be running for 2 days, starting on Monday, May 22nd, and running until Tuesday, May 23rd. Taking a look at those scores once again, KP 324, Galen Catholic 340, Remsen St. Mary's 343 to qualify for state. Newell Fonda just missed out with a 346. Akron Westfield was 6th with a 352. In other boys' golf scores from yesterday in the district tournament, Caden Barrett of Hinton finished 24th with an 87. He does not qualify for state, but a good showing as an individual at the district meet in Okoboji. In girls golf yesterday, the Sioux City tournament, the Lamar's girls finished tied for third with a 411. They tied with Bishop Heland. Sioux City East won the Sioux City tournament with a 376 in girls golf. Sergeant Blev Luton finished second. Now to the baseball season, the high school baseball season, which opened in Plymouth County last night with a strong win for the Hinton Blackhawks, who beat Westwood 11-1 in 5 innings at Dedeker Field. And it didn't appear early on that Hinton would win the game via the run rule. The Blackhawks started the game allowing the first 4 Rebels to reach and 1 to score, all on walks. Then the Blackhawks sent the minimum to the plate in the bottom of the inning. Head coach Cale Kramer says that the Blackhawks had to change their approach all over to change things around.
We really had to kind of bear down. Early on, like you said, a slow start. We just didn't have good at-bats. So we had to go a little small ball route, do a little more running than we probably are accustomed to put some pressure on them to make the plays. And we were able to execute them, and it turned into a pretty big inning for us.
Yeah, the Blackhawks really turned things around, sending 14 hitters to the plate in the bottom of the second inning and scoring 8 runs. They tack on 2 more in the third and 1 final run in the fourth to seal off the win. Coach Kramer says it was good to see the guys adapt quickly and not let the game get away from them.
Yeah, it was really good to get it early in the game because, you know, when they're young like that, you just don't know what happens if you fall too far behind, what happens with their psyche and if they stay locked in or not. But, you know, getting in the second inning made a big difference for these guys and able to finish in that game.
And like you mentioned, Hinton has a bit of a younger roster at spots, which makes this upcoming stretch to start the year that much more challenging. The Blackhawks don't get a day off, heading on the road to Newell Fonda today. Then Hinton gets some Warrigal Conference foes, including Ho-Hum, Akron Westfield, Remsen St. Mary's, and West Sioux all next week. Coach Kramer wants his guys to fight hard through these first five games.
I want to see a lot of fight out of them. I think that... You know, they're young. My fear is if things don't go well that they would roll over and just kind of let it happen to them. My hope is that they'll just kind of dig down and fight through whatever the situation is. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. And then we kind of move on to the next game with a positive mindset.
And once again, the Blackhawks are on the road at Newell Fonda today without a day off. And they are next at home on Monday, May 22nd with that matchup against Akron Westfield. Some stat lines from yesterday's Hinton game saw Caden Barrett and Glenn Carlson drive in two runs apiece. Carter Allen, after walking the first four batters he faced, he came back to strike out five in three innings of work to get the win for the Blackhawks on the bump. Other baseball scores from yesterday on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. In the Warrigal Conference, the number one ranked team in the state, Remsen St. Mary's, proved it with an 8-0 no-hit win over Cherokee. It was a combined no-hitter, Cale Ortman, Isaiah Garretts, and Jackson Bunkers, who had a great day on the golf course. He helped combine for the no-hitter in the Hawks' first of what we can assume will be many wins this season. And we've got more scores from the baseball season in Missouri River Activities Conference action. Bishop Heland swept Sioux City East 3-0 and 3-0. And Sioux City North swept Harlan 9-0 and 10-8. We've also got Western Valley Conference scores, including MVAOCOU beating Missouri Valley 5-3. Storm Lake blanking Ridgeview 12-0. Alta Aurelia sweeps West Monona in run rule games 12-1 and 11-1. And OABCIG took down Hartley Melvin Sanborn 5-3. All those scores are on our website, KLEM1410.com. Also got some Little League scores from yesterday. The Rays beat the Orioles in junior boys action 7-6, and the Mariners rolled over the Royals 17-0. In major girls Little League action, Mystics took down the Fever 15-10, Dream over the Liberty 16-11, and the Sky narrowly got by the Aces 12-3. Minor League girls action, the Comets and the Lightning tied at 13, Suns beat the Hurricanes 14-13, Thunder took down the Sparks 5-1, and the Avalanche over the Storm 11-6. Again, those scores are on our website as well. Did want to highlight this as well. We've got the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association preseason rankings. Three of the top eight schools in Plymouth County are in Class 1A in the state are from Plymouth County. Remsen St. Mary starts out the year number one. Kingsley Pearson ranked number five. Galen Catholic ranked number eight. The baseball brackets that will be coming out later on this year are going to be based on these rankings, so these rankings will be important to follow throughout the season. Now let's take a look at our sports schedule for today in boys soccer. It's postseason action for the Lamar's boys as they open up sub-state play on the road at Storm Lake. And the baseball schedule today in the Missouri River Conference. Of course, our contest tonight brings you Lamar's at Sergeant Bluff Luton for a doubleheader. Sioux City North's at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. TJ is at West. And MOC Floyd Valley's at Sioux City East. In the Warrigal Conference tonight, Hinton's at Newell Fonda. Akron Westfield is at Woodbury Central to open the season. Trinity Christian at Unity Christian. And Harris Lake Parks at Estherville Lincoln Central. For more sports news, including to check out the rest of the first baseball rankings of the season, check that all out on our website at KLEM1410.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter as well at KLEM Sports and tune in tonight starting at around 5:20 as Lamar's baseball opens the season with a doubleheader at Sergeant Bluff Luton. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.